Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
Red line number 5, don't lie to them. I like to encourage all children, please don't lie. If there is any man or any woman you can speak the truth to, should be your father. It's better you speak the truth and they punish you than for you to lie and escape punishment. See, let me tell you the beautiful thing about speaking the truth and getting punished. When you speak the truth and get punished, your father has just severed you from a very dangerous judgment. But every time you are not punished when you are at fault, judgment is waiting for you. Don't get to a point where you and God will meet face to face and God will not be willing to listen to anybody on your behalf. Praise the Lord. Number 6, don't expose them. Don't expose them. In the book of Genesis, the Bible says that Noah had planted a vineyard, and then Noah drank of the wine that he planted. And one day the Bible says, Noah drank and got drunk. And Noah exposed himself. He was naked in his bedchamber. And shame, his younger son went in and saw the nakedness of the father. It was a taboo for children to see the nakedness of their parents. And shame saw it and ran back to Ham and Japheth and said, come and see, Papa don't disgrace himself today. Come and see what your father is turning into. And they asked Ham and Japheth, say, what has happened? They said, Papa has taken wine and is drunk and is naked. Ham and Japheth, they took a material, a cloth, a towel. They didn't rush in to see. Ham is the other way. Japheth is this way. And they held the material and they are going backwardsly. They don't want their eyes to see the nakedness of their father. And when they got to where their father was, they covered the nakedness. And the Bible says, when Noah arose from his wine and got to know what happened, he said to shame, you will be a servant of servants. He placed a curse on shame. And today, people say that shame represents Africa. Why Ham and Japheth represent Europe and other Western world? Maybe I believe. Praise God. But please don't expose your parents. They may not have what other parents have. Please endure with them. Enjoy with them. Today, I hear my children, they want to drink pap. They can't drink without milk. They say they need milk and you have to add milk. In my days, milk was not part of the menu. Milk? Where will you drink milk? We take Lipton and bread with sugar and enjoy ourselves for tea. Praise God. And that is what made us grow. And as strong as we are today. This cake and milk generation is not helping us. So don't expose your parents. Don't go there and carry plate and say, neighbor, give me stew. My mother just cooked rice and the stew is not enough. Enjoy with them. Watch the black and white television until your father is able to afford a color TV. Please don't expose them. Some years ago, we couldn't afford a television. I mean, my father. And in that year, there was a time 7-Up was doing this, their bonanza. You buy 7-Up, you remove the cork, and then you remove that cover, you see a number. And then you wait on a weekend, they will read numbers. If your number is lucky, you win television. And then one day my younger brother picked a cock. It was 237. I can't forget that number. 237. And that weekend, they were announcing in TV. 237 was the number for television. And we were so excited, we are finally going to get a television. My father of blessed memory. He took that counter, that cock, and went to 7-Up company to claim his television. And we were all waiting at home to receive the television. Only for him to get there, they put the counter through whatever, whether x-ray machine, and they said that 7 was actually adjusted, that was not the original number, that somebody had made that 7. And my father came back with the counter without television. What a day for us. But today, I have television both in the parlor, in the sitting room, anywhere.
Listen and listen carefully. It may not happen in their time, but don't expose them. Bear with them. For one day, if your father didn't have it, God will pay you. Because God does not owe anybody. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I hear. I mention two more and then mention to us what we'll do. We pray. Don't sleep with their wives or their concubines. This is a red line. No matter how young your father's wife is. Do you know that today there are children who are dating their father's wives or concubine? Maybe you don't believe me. Terrible things are happening in this world. Please don't do it. Praise the Lord. You are born into a polygamous home and your father already has 13 wives. He's 70 years old and is planning to marry the 14th one. And the 14th wife is 26 and you are 36 as the first son. And your father is bringing in a 26-year-old wife and has gone to marry her. And then you look at yourself, 36, 26. That girl is looking too young for my father. And you are cutting her eye from the backyard. Whether in catch you or not, you are in trouble if you do it. Somebody say, I hear. No talk, say, I no tell you. Praise God. These are red lines you must not cross. Even though I'm not holding brief for men who want to marry that. But yet, even if your father marries, don't go for it. Don't have sexual relationship with them. Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 17. As parents, please don't have sexual relationship with your children. And children, don't let your father do it. The spirit that makes a brother to develop something for the sister is not a good spirit. The spirit that makes a father develop something for the daughter is not a good spirit. And children, that is the right place if your father come, lay your hands on his head. And say, in the name of Jesus, I command this demon to leave you. And the demon will leave. The Bible says, rebuke the devil and he will flee. The last thing children must not do, don't serve their idols. This is the place you have a right to disobey your parents. Don't serve their idols. Don't say, well, my father said this is what everybody is serving and we must serve. Don't serve their idol. As soon as you get to age, you can decide the God you want to serve. Praise God. Decide the God you want to serve. You must not serve your father's idol. If he's an idol worshiper, you know God. Tell him, I won't join you in serving idol. Pastor, if we must not do this, what then must we do to be blessed? Let me quickly mention what you must do. Number one, obey them. Proverbs 23 verse 22. Do what? Obey them. Number two, serve them. Serve your parents. It is never a cause for children to serve their parents. Don't say your father said, go bring me water and you're already murmuring. Go and get the water. He sends you the second errand. Go for it. Serve them. If you are here and you don't serve your parents, you are not doing right. If you are a child and your parents never send you an errand, you should go and ask them, why are you not sending me on errand? Send me on errand. Serve your parents. Praise God. Children, say, I hear. Serve them. You don't just go there. At your age, your father is still washing. Hey! You are 20, you are 23, you will watch your father washing his clothes. And you are sitting as a daughter. Shame unto you. Shame. You are there as a son. Your father is still polishing his shoes. Let it be that he wants to do it by himself. Not because there is nobody who is doing it. Are you hearing me today? Shame unto you if you can't serve your father and yet you are serving a man who pays you 15,000 every month. You will polish his shoe and take his children to school and you can't serve the man who brought you into the earth. That's one thing you must do to get the blessing. I always say it here that one thing I enjoyed from my father was his God bless you. Every time my father would say to me, my son, God bless you. And you could feel it from the bottom of his heart. That is not just saying it as a greeting. He's saying it out of a response to sincere service. Serve them. He may not have anything to give to you. Serve your father. Look for what you can do. Daddy, do you have clothes to iron? I want to do laundry for you. I want to polish your shoes. Serve them. Every time I come back, I'll just call my children, come remove my shoe. So now they know, as soon as I sit down, they are dragging to remove my shoe. So I'll tell the twins, you remove this left side, the other one you remove the right, and we'll just share the responsibility. Learn how to serve your parents. Yeah, Joel Osteen served his father and became the pastor of one of the largest congregations in the United States. Serve them. Don't run away from duty. Don't be there. And your parents are suffering hunger. And you are eating from Chicken Republic to Turkey Republic. And you are just there. You don't know what you are doing. Number two, bless them with your resources. Bless them with your resources. You're already planning to buy iPhone for a woman that you are not sure will marry you. You can't buy a gas cooker for your father. You bought the first one and she told you that armed robbers stole it. And you want to buy the second one. In fact, the reason you have come to church to say, God bless me, so that you can buy her that iPhone. Your father, your mother. The last time you bought something for them, it's 3 years ago. Please bless them with your resources. As a student in the university, every time I return back for holidays, I must buy something for my father. He didn't give me enough money, barely enough, but I will find a way to buy something for him. And when I return and present the thing, my father will say, my son, God bless you. Today I am saying the God bless you. It doesn't matter how many persons gathered to curse me, the blessing came before the curse arrived. Please serve them with your resources. Unfortunately, today I don't have a father, I don't have a mother. But some of you still have your parents alive. Please, when you earn salary, let there be a portion for them. Send something home. Give them something, because you may not always have them. Praise the Lord. The last one I want to talk about is get their blessings at all costs. Get the blessing of your parents at all costs. You see, there is nothing wrong for a child to walk up to the father and say, Daddy, bless me. Mama, bless me. Just kneel down there. Let him bless you. You see, when a parent blesses his children, there is no way that child will not see a ladder that comes from heaven. Get their blessing. Whatever you can do to get the blessing of your parents, do it. That blessing is much more than money. The difference between Jacob and Esau was the blessing of the father. Esau cried, Father, don't you have any blessing for me? And the father said, I bless your younger brother. And can you imagine that blessing, when Jacob left, he left with nothing in a stranger's house. He had two wives and two concubines, had 13 children, became richer than the man who employed him. That had nothing to do with his smartness and his brilliance. It had everything to do with the embellishment of his father's blessings. My son, you are blessed. You don't need everything in your bank account to make your parents happy. You just need a little portion to bless them and get their blessings. Because one day, you will watch them lie in state. Unfortunately today, we see children paint houses when the burial time has arrived. Your father lived in that house 15 years, you never thought of painting it. Shame on you. I am not apologetic about what I'm talking about today. Because we need to change our orientation. Go get him a house instead of getting him a casket of 350,000. Because that casket will be put inside the ground. One regret I have never had and will never have is that my mother that is now dead, my father that is now dead, I don't have the regret that I didn't do my best when they were alive. One thing I can always console myself with, that there was nothing she wanted that was within my power that I will not do for her. Praise God. I saw my mother every time she was traveling when my father was alive. She had to use her money to travel. Because there was no money, she would use her money. When my father passed on and my mother was to travel, I make sure that on no account, my mother had more money when my father died, but on no account will she travel with her money. On no account. I don't know what you are doing. Serve them, bless them, get their resources. Now that she is alive, go and buy her clothes. Now that he's alive, buy him one bag of rice. Keep it in the house. Don't go and buy 13 cows on the burial day. You will be more justified if you do that on his burial day if you used to do it when he was alive. Because the cow, he will not eat it. I see people go to the boutique to buy fine suit. They say, I want to put it on my father in the mortuary. Give me a very expensive clothes. For the man you never bought clothes for when he was alive. And then you take that expensive clothes to the mortuary. The mortuary attendant will tear it into two because they cannot put it like that. They have to tear the back. And then put it. And everybody is saying, he buried his father well. She buried her mother well. That's all that you are getting. That's all. Today, may the Lord change you. The rising up from here, you will make a renewed commitment to your father and your mother. And say, as long as there is life in me, I will make you enjoy life. I won't make you shed tears. I won't be the reason why your heart is broken. I won't be the reason why my mother is lying down sick. I will be the reason why she will always say, thank God for the day he gave me this son. Who are you to your parents? Children, are you giving them headache or you are making them progress in life? And lastly, all of us are the children of God. Everything that God demands of physical and biological parents and their children, God demands of us to him. Our first obligation is to our Heavenly Father. Because when your physical father and mother forsake you, it is your Heavenly Father that will lift you up. Did you hear anything today?
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk devotional now and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom. Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.